Ladies and gentlemen, you will now hear words which we hope will bring encouragement and edification. Words penned by some of the world's sanest people. I am pleased to present the reader, the crazy man.
My friends, if you get any good out of what you hear me read, please write to the crazy man in care of this station. I'd be glad to have you send me some good short poem or short inspirational article, and I'll pass it on to others. Put this away for future reference. When you get into a tight place and everything goes against you till it seems as though you could not hold on a minute longer, never give up then, for that is just the place and time that the tide will turn. Those are the words of Harriet Beecher Stowe. Here's a few verses I believe you will like. Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. That was by W. E. Henley. Marden says it pays to think big. Listen. The faculty to dream was not given to mock us. There is a reality back of it. There is a divinity behind our legitimate desires. By the desires that have divinity in them, we do not refer to the things that we want but do not need. We do not refer to the desires that turn to dead sea fruit on our lips or to ashes when eaten, but to the legitimate desires of the soul for the realization of those ideals, the longing for full, complete self-expression, the time and opportunity for the weaving of the pattern shown in the moment of our highest transfiguration. A man will remain a rag picker as long as he has only the vision of the rag picker. Our mental attitude, our heart's desire, is our perpetual prayer which nature answers. She takes it for granted that we desire what we are headed toward, and she helps us to it. People little realize that their desires are their perpetual prayers, not head prayers, but heart prayers, and they are granted. Most people do not half realize how sacred a thing a legitimate ambition is. What is this eternal urge within us which is trying to push us on and on, up and up? It is the urge, the push, and the great force within us which is perpetually prodding us to do our best and refuses to accept our second best. Those are the words of Orson Swett Marden. Seven words worth remembering. Doubt whom you will, but never yourself. Bovey wrote that. You ought to profit by this, will you? Today is your day and mine, the only day we have, the day in which we play our part. What our part may signify in the great whole we may not understand, but we are here to play it, and now is our time. This we know. It is a part of action, not of whining. It is a part of love, not cynicism. It is for us to express love in terms of human helpfulness. And that was by David Starr Jordan. Are you pleased or displeased with what you hear me read? I will appreciate a letter from you on the subject. Write that letter right now. Listen to this. There is but one virtue to help human beings to free and beautiful life, but one sin to do them indifferent or cruel hurt. The love of humanity is the whole of morality. This is goodness. This is humanism. This is the social conscience. J. William Lloyd. I like these few words as well as any I ever read. Listen. We live in deeds, not years, in thoughts, not breaths, in feelings, not in figures on a dial. We should count time by heart throbs. He most lives, who thinks most, feels the noblest, acts the best. That was by Philip James Bailey. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to ask the Crazy Boys to play for you. Friends, I hope you have been benefited by what you've heard me read. I hope you might be benefited by the brief remarks that I shall now make. It takes courage to do anything worth doing. It takes courage to be patient. It takes courage to keep your temper. It takes courage to improve your mind, to exercise and keep your body fit, to eat for health and not to satisfy your appetite. It takes courage to be loyal to your ideals and to do your own thinking, to be honest, simple, and straight. It takes courage not to worry. It is easy to go with the crowd. It is easy to agree with those you feel to be wrong just to avoid trouble. It is easy to acquire a bad habit. It is easy to fill your body with disease. All worthwhile things are upstream. It takes courage to maintain a healthy, robust body. You want to enjoy perfect health. You know enough right now about your physical welfare to do the things that will mean perfect health. If you're taking pills and habit-forming drugs regularly, you know that is going to eventually wreck your health. Our Creator has provided ways and means of overcoming chronic disorders. Most chronic ailments result from poor elimination. In fact, it has been properly termed the mother of disease. You can bring about perfect elimination without irritation in a safe, simple, and natural way. Over 50 years ago, there was discovered at the Crazy Wells in Texas a natural mineral water. This mineral water is known as Crazy Water. It has brought back health to multiplied thousands of people suffering from chronic disorders. Every mail brings us letters. I have in my hand a letter from Charlotte, North Carolina. Listen to what it says. My trouble was nervous indigestion and rheumatism, which caused me to be very nervous. Crazy Water Crystals has not only relieved me of the nervous indigestion, but has relieved rheumatism from which I suffered so long. I have gained about 15 pounds in weight. I can cheerfully and heartily recommend Crazy Water Crystals to anyone suffering from similar disorders. Signed, Robert G. Thompson, 121 West 6th Street, Charlotte, North Carolina. You may be one who is now thinking, if I knew that crazy water would help me, I would certainly get it, but I've tried so many things that have been advertised and have never gotten relief. Listen, my friend, did you ever stop to consider the wonderful works of nature? Man can determine what's in an egg, but he cannot make one. In the same way, man cannot make crazy water because it's a product of nature, put here by our Creator to serve future mankind. Crazy water is now being used by millions. It has restored to health many who had given up hope. Give it a chance to do the same for you. Those of you who have given up hope of regaining your health, take courage in the knowledge that there are remarkable benefits to be had from the use of crazy water crystals. The standard package of crazy water crystals that sells for $1.50 represents the minerals extracted from approximately 15 gallons of natural crazy mineral water. You can drink this wonderful health-restoring water in your own home at an approximate cost of 10 cents per gallon. I believe a package of crazy water crystals will really and truly be a package of health for you. That's the reason I want you to buy it. After you learn the wonders of crazy water, it will make me mighty happy to get a letter from you. Start drinking crazy water and let me know how you're getting along. It might be that I can give you some good advice or help concerning your diet or the proper way to drink the water. Address me in care of the station to which you're listening. The letter will be forwarded and I'll answer it just as quickly as possible. Give us the opportunity to be of real and lasting service to you. Write me a letter now. I hope and believe my reply will contain information that will be worthwhile. I'll be back with you soon. As I leave you now, remember, the greatest ambition of the crazy man is to bring you and yours and all the rest health and happiness. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a result of faulty elimination or excess acidity, you might be suffering with some chronic disease such as high blood pressure, stomach disorders, auto intoxication, nervous ailments, neuritis, arthritis, kidney and bladder trouble, liver complaints, bad complexion, colitis or rheumatism. We want you to try Crazy Water Crystals. Crystallized Crazy Mineral Water has restored health to thousands of people. Get a package of Crazy Water Crystals today. For your protection, see that our trademark, the word crazy, is on the box. Get your pencil and paper now and be prepared to take down the information which your station announcer will give you.